Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you that's out there. I'm happy to be with you tonight. This is Sister Christine, and I'm here, and I'm praising God for you, and I'm praising God for all that's here with me today. I'm praising God for us, because we didn't have to be here. Here we are again, the Lord giving us a day that was not promised to us, but because of his mercy and his grace, and his kindness towards us, he gave us another day. And I hope we take this day to rejoice and to be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For tonight, we're talking about he has given us a helper. Do we know who that helper is? That helper is the Holy Spirit. Yes, that's what God, that's what Jesus promises, that he was, that when he left this earth, he said, I'm going to see help. Hallelujah. To be with you. Hallelujah. What is the purpose of that help that he sent to us? Hallelujah. We, his people. God cares about his people. You know that? He cares about us. He never stopped loving us. He never stopped caring for us. And he's always there. Hallelujah. The help is always there. And the purpose of that Holy Spirit is, first of all, the people, it convicts the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. In John 16:8-11, it says that when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and judgment of sin, because they do not believe in the Lord. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and see no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. The ruler of this world is judged. If you don't know who the ruler of this world is, it is Satan. It's an evil force. It is Satan who's the ruler of this world, and he will be judged. But we have a chance in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. He comes to help us. He transforms us in the sight of God. In 1 Corinthians 6:11, and such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified. But you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. He justified. You are somebody. You're justified by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. He helped us to remember the Word of God. Do you ever sometimes the Word just come up in your spirit? And sometimes the Word will come up in your spirit and you have never read it before and read it later on. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. He helped us to remember the Word of God. In John 14:26, he said, but the helper, hallelujah, the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring your remembrance, all things that I said to you. He'll bring it to your remembrance. Sit and meditate on him. He's there. He's standing beside you. He's within you. He is there to help you to remember. We can't always remember things, but he'll bring it to your remembrance. Don't allow the clutter to come into your mind, but let the Holy Spirit come into your mind. He helps us. Yes, he's our helper. He helps us to lead a godly life. In Galatians 5:22-23, but the fruit, the evidence of the Spirit is love, hallelujah, the joy, the peace, and the long-suffering, the kindness, the goodness, the faithfulness, no law, hallelujah, he helps us in that. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, and goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, hallelujah. When you have those things, hallelujah, that is the fruit of the Spirit, hallelujah. And he gives the spiritual gifts too, of edification of believers, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. 1 Corinthians 12:4-7. There are diversities of gifts. How come we're not getting them, putting them in operation? But the same thing. There are differences in ministry, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it's the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. So 1 Corinthians 4:12 says, even so, you, since you are jealous with spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel. Edify the body of Christ. Hallelujah. The prayer of him. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. What our hallelujah is our help for. He is our guarantee of eternal life with God. 2 Corinthians 1, 21-22. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Ephesians 1, 13-14 says, in him you also trusted after you heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, and who also had to believe. You are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance, hallelujah, until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Guarantee of God. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Hallelujah. And he also, let's not last but not least, this is the seventh one he does. He empowers us to be witnesses for our Lord Jesus Christ. We can't help but to talk about the goodness of the Lord. Has that been slapping you if you don't talk about his goodness anymore? Hallelujah. Oh, let's pray for one another tonight. Hallelujah. Because we won't allow the devil to defeat us. But we are victorious and we are more than conquerors. He empowers us to witness for our Lord Jesus Christ. For John 15:26, that when the helper comes, when I shall speak to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. See, he's going to testify. The Holy Spirit is going to testify. He points us to Jesus. Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses to the end of the earth. Acts 4:33. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. 1 Corinthians 2, 4, 5. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith shall not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We are somebody in Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus has said so. Hallelujah. He took that death on the cross for us. Hallelujah. We are redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah. The price has been paid. Hallelujah. The price has been paid for your sin. Believe God today. Stand in your promise. Hallelujah. If you stand in his promise, you stand in his glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So now we're going to go before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Because we have the authority to do so because of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Don't we say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of this night, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for encouraging our hearts. We thank you for being with us, even in the times we thought you were not there. We thank you, Lord, for touching our hearts and touching our minds and touching our spirits, for touching us when we didn't even realize your hands was on us. But you looked out for us anyway. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your mercy endures forever. Thank you for your love for us, Lord. You love us so much, God. Jesus, we thank you right now for that terrible death that you took on the cross. Thought it not robbery to come here to do this for us. For your love is immeasurable. Hallelujah. There is no measure on your love for us. Lord, I can neither stay here now and tell you right now, I do not fully understand that kind of love. But I can tell you I appreciate it. I can tell you right now, Lord, that we appreciate it, Lord. And Lord, for what it's worth, I love you with all my heart. For all that it's worth, I love you for what you have done for us. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way in your prayer tonight that you will reach the souls of men to the marrow of their bones. Let them be convicted tonight, for you are the one, Lord, that causes them to confess, God, to realize that they have sinned and they are in need of a change. Lord, touch them tonight, God, those who have been suffering terribly in their body. Lord, all they have been knowing day after day is just pain. Hallelujah. Pain in their bones. Pain in their muscles. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we cease that, seek that for that pain to leave right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, when you took that death on the cross, that was no joke. When you said the work was finished, and that you have given us power, so we are standing in that power right now. We're standing in that promise right now. We're standing in your glory right now, God. We're standing, God, as that holy rain comes down on us in this day, God. And standing in your season, God, in the name of Jesus, God, wherefore you will bring forth new growth, that you will reestablish that which has been torn down, God. You will restore that which needs restoring, God. You will heal that needs healing, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. You will save those who said last year they would not be saved, but you're going to speak to them this year, and they will feel the move of the Holy Spirit on them, and they will reach their hands out to you and say, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we're standing in your power. We're standing on your word. We're standing in the authority right now in the name of Jesus to speak those who are mental conditions, God, those who are dealing with all kinds of diseases of the mind, God, to mend you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We speak against that demon right now in the name of Jesus. You will not control that mind right now. Those who are dealing with depression, you cause them to be depressed for no reason, just because they're just evil. But we cast it down in the name of Jesus. Yes, they can be delivered in Jesus' name. Those who are dealing with sugar diabetes, right now, in the name of Jesus, touch it right now, God. Touch the pancreas, God. Bring those numbers down. Regulate their bodies now in the name of Jesus. Bring them back into divine order in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We're speaking to cancer. Cancer right now, God. We're speaking to that cancer. I see you, God. I see you. We see you. We see you. Come out in the name of Jesus. You will not deteriorate that body, for that temple belongs to God, and the Holy Spirit will dwell in that body, and they will see the salvation of the Lord, and they will testify, hallelujah, of the glory of God for that cancer of the lung, of the liver, that cancer right now of the breast, of the womb, in the name of Jesus, will cease right now in Jesus' name. Be made whole. Leukemia, that disease of the blood, that cancer of the blood, let the blood of Jesus flow through you right now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus heal right now in Jesus' name. Be made whole from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Those who are suffering their bones, in the name of Jesus, let them be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for this night. We thank you, God, for your blessing. And we thank you for all you have done. And we give you all the glory and all the honor. We're on our government right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Move, Holy Spirit. We send you before us, God, Crooked Road State, even in the government, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 amen, and it is so, hallelujah. Hope you join me next week on Blog Talk Radio, and I will be in contact with you, and that number that you will call will be 215-383-3768. That's 215-383-3768. God bless you all. Hallelujah.